Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Matthew Scott. Disarm Hezbollah or not? Officials in Lebanon vote one way, but Hezbollah says it's a mistake. Find out how you can be praying. Then hear how God saved one Syrian family from certain death. More on that in just a few moments. But first, a senior official decries efforts to disarm Hezbollah, calling the move a threat to Lebanon's sovereignty. Disarmament is a critical part of the 2024 ceasefire agreement. Lebanon's army presented its plan for disarming Hezbollah in four phases based on location earlier this month. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy Lebanon says,
"We have till the end of the year, so like 3 months from now, to have the weapons completely gone from Lebanon, weapons of Hezbollah. Otherwise, it's going to be war. It's going to be Israel coming in and taking it by force, or civil war. We don't know where we're going, but the deadline is really very close."
Disarmament is an unmatched effort to weaken Iran's most powerful regional proxy. Cabinet members voted to proceed with the army's plan last week.
Five people were all Shiite, and they were the only one who withdrew from this meeting, and all the other unanimously voted against the weapons of Hezbollah. This has never happened before.
For now, Israel waits on the sidelines.
We have like 40,000 army people at the border of Lebanon waiting to see what's going to happen with the disarmament, because if nothing happens, they're going to invade the land.
Pray for gospel workers in Lebanon as they introduce people to the Prince of Peace. Next, Syrian Christians continue to follow Christ in a troubled world. Hunter Williamson with Timar LSESD says sectarian violence still haunts Syria. This means often Christians are persecuted because of their backgrounds, not just their faith. The violence in the Alawite community this year was a good example of this.
There were Christians who were killed in the violence that happened. But what was going on was that these were believers who originally came from Alawite backgrounds. They were not, you might say, indigenous Christians. And so when they were killed for being from the Alawite community, not because they were Christian.
However, Christians in Syria have also faced direct violence. A suicide bomber killed 25 in a church in Damascus in June. Williamson says there have been other threats as well.
This has sort of reignited this desire of a number of Christians to leave Syria. Now, among others, there's this feeling or sense that they need to continue to be a light to their country. They need to be reaching out to their communities to serve them, to show the love of Christ.
Please pray God would protect His church as they love their neighbors and share the gospel. And finally, the danger and violence in Syria is also sprinkled with miracles. Tom Doyle with Uncharted Ministries has a story from one Syrian family.
One man did a test with God. He was religious, not a Muslim, not a Christian, but a split-off group from Islam in Syria.
He had heard about Jesus, but didn't believe. Then, members of the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, came to the neighborhood. The man and his family asked Jesus to save them.
He hasn't even trusted Jesus at this point. He's just saying, "Jesus, if you're real, could you please do this? We will believe." And they walk out the door. They can see HTS. There's killings in the street. They calmly have their things, put it in the car, puts his wife and the kids, gets in the car, drives through some of the HTS. It was as if they never even saw them.
The man made good on his promise to God and tells the escape story to others.
Is anything too hard for God? Was that a challenge for God to make them invisible or make HTS not see them or whatever happened? That's nothing for God.
Praise the Lord for how He is still moving in Syria. Pray for more Syrians to be spared from death and know the hope of Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever wondered how radio can carry the hope of Christ to people around the world? This month, Trans World Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy free. Just click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.